Well, thank you for coming by. I have some challenging things to talk about. And they're only challenging because I'm just not sure what to do about what I'm actually feeling. A part of my process, for those of you who followed this along, is to share with you what I'm going through when I'm going through it. Now, you know that what we're doing basically is we're going through these symbols of each month of the year, one at a time, and spending a month in each one of these, which corresponds to places in the family tree, glands, organs, body systems, chakras. This is a universal sequence of time. Time being the perfect mirror, hour by hour, week by week, month by month, season by season, a reflection of the opportunity to feel. And certain things come to us in the winter that are very different than our experiences in the summer. So, part of this is in the sequence, we've gone through the first month of autumn, the second and the third month of autumn, and those are the three women from the mother's side of the family, and that's the autumn season, a month of set of three. Then the next set of three is winter. Now, those three grandfathers, they correspond to the husbands of the first three, meaning mother's mother, first month of autumn, is married to mother's father, obviously, but that's the first month of winter. So feminine becoming masculine, they're a group of six, three and six. I know it's a lot to think about, but really, there's a harder one you have to consider. If you think of the winter solstice and its 6 month journey to the summer solstice, this sequence of 6 months in a row are all corresponding to the ascending light. Winter, the lowest light. Summer, the highest light. This sequence is all made up of six grandfathers, six men. This ascending force is masculine. So I've been staying with it every day in some form or another. Going into the second month of winter, which has to do with what we call the three boy function of discovery, awareness, truth, and a series of other very important things related to the preparation of the roots during the winter when the outside, which is really quite cold for me today, the outside is cold underground. More than 4 or 5 feet typically. The underground is warm and the roots are very active as they prepare for 6 weeks from now. The bursting of spring comes and the nutrients and the water and all the things necessary to produce everything of abundance is being prepared now. So, using that principle, I'm doing my best to prepare now for what comes for the remainder of the winter into spring and coming up to the summer solstice. Now, that's the easy part. I'm working on it. But then what comes up are some feelings that are really not nice. They're difficult. I have to think about my role as a father. I have two sons. I have a grandson. Yeah, I have a great grandson. That's a patterns of masculinity. My father, not an easy relationship. He had difficulties stemming from World War II, and his father had difficulties coming from World War I. Two of my grandfathers were in the Civil War. Yeah, that's how old I am. Two great-grandfathers in the American Civil War. Then I find out from my cousin who does the detailed genealogy that our family genealogy, very detailed, I find out, I didn't know any of this, goes all the way back to the 14th century, but especially the time period around, what was his name, Sir Francis Drake, 15th century. Do you know what's happened in all that time? War, 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 war. Sir Francis Drake got a license from the Queen to go kill the Spanish and kill the Scots and basically circle the world killing people. Wow. How long have men been killing men? 1,000 years? 10,000 years? In the mid-80s, I found myself in Europe for the first time. Went there about 40 times thereafter, but the first time was not easy for me because what I had a very vivid experience of was the number of dead people in Europe. I know that sounds odd, but I had an experience quite visually, quite emotionally, of the number of spirits walking around. Many of them don't know they're dead. How long has war, men killing men, been going on in Europe? 10,000 years or more? Now, I told you this is slightly, well, disappointing, depressing, painful. But in my world, in order to move through something, I have to be willing to feel it. That to me is the protocol. Show me the truth about this feeling. You know what happens when we send our finest, most beautiful, intelligent men off to war? We kill generation after generation of our best men. We kill them. And you know what I think that all of us really need? We need a father to care about us, love us. Yeah, I have a tendency to focus on my inner yin, the inner feminine. I have a double link to my mother's side of the family, emotionally or otherwise. I'm very sensitive in some realms. But the reason why I'm so sensitive is because I'm actually trying to avoid the pain on my father's side of the family. And the magnitude of pain on the father's side of everyone's family is very difficult to have harmony and justice, health, happiness, prosperity, well-being, passion. Those are elements of the masculine side of us. You can see how the spring of life brings hormones, mobilization, birds sing, plants grow. The beauty of spring into summer produces medicines, food to abundantly feed everyone. The masculinity is an outer manifestation of what's in our roots. So if inside my roots there is ancestral violence going back hundreds and hundreds of years, I'm still dealing with the ancestral experiences of each one of them until I have the willingness or the desire to change it. Now, if I could give you an image that I would prefer to have, let me show you a real picture. Now, this just happens to be a friend of mine. His name's John, John Miles, if some of you might know him. This is his father. Now, how are they doing? Do you think that baby is in some reaction? I don't think so. I think this baby is having genuine feelings of love for his father. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we all had that? Genuinely loving, caring, being held by, appreciated, and spoken to by a loving father. I didn't have this. According to all the stories of my ancestry, my father and his father didn't have this. Very few families really had the opportunity for masculinity to manifest. Now, why this is so important is that the sincere desire to want to feel has to do with one grandfather. The sincere desire to want to grow is a grandfather. The sincere desire to want to discover and to realize what awareness and cognition or discovery or truth can lead to is a grandfather. The ability to exercise one's parathyroid to make a choice to create is a grandfather. And the ability to be able to embody passion with purpose, to mobilize life in the fire of your belly, it's a grandfather. The ability to be able to move the blood and join together with others is a grandfather. The ability to bring your presence of light to the pituitary, to make a choice that benefits all humanity, is a grandfather. So for 6 months, I'm walking through a cemetery of my father's feelings and all of the feelings of masculinity on earth. You may wonder, why would I want to feel all of that? Well, without feeling it, there's no capacity to remove it. Without removing it, I can't yet put in something that transforms it into the most positive things that you might imagine. This has not been an easy few days for me because I'm invested in feeling it. Yes, I want to feel this. I want to live this. But I can't just go there first, without transforming what's already there. Otherwise, I'm just trying to whitewash with a feeling of optimism and beauty over something that's still not beautiful, and the outcome would lead me sooner or later to cycling back into the pain because I can't grow by denying what's really in the history of myself and my family tree, and collectively into the history of mankind. Eventually, I can develop the skill set of knowing how to filter, but before I do that, I have to clean what's there. So that's why in these months, in the middle of the three-boy month, I'm working on the excitement of the development of the love of truth and how that connects into the next month and that'll connect into the first month of spring and so on, all the way into the solstice. And then beyond that, because in order for these six men in a row to do their highest function, there comes a place where it connects to my bones. Now, what I mean by that is at the very top of the cycle of the summer solstice, his daughter is the bones. Why is that important? The bones hold the long-term memory of the soul. So I need to clean the patterns in my bones and rebuild something completely new. In order to rebuild, I have to experience, ask for help, feel, cleanse, remove, and stay there for as long as it is prudent to do so in the month, in this season. I won't be done if I spend all of this season doing it. I won't be done cleaning, and I won't be done building, because there will be a stronger opportunity in the following year, because I would have practiced this sequence for 2 years, it gets stronger. So it's not like we do it once and it's over. That's my experience so far, is that we keep doing it, keep cleaning, keep working, because we're aspiring to live a life which is extraordinary in the presence of a very challenging world. So every now and then it's okay just to feel this picture, whimper a little bit, have some frustration, some hurt, some loss, some disappointment, and then go on. So that's what I'm going through today with this feeling. Well, I'm sure I'll come back again and give you a different one along the way, but this is what I'm going through. I'm learning how to love masculinity more. I'm learning how to love the men around me more. I'm learning to learn to feel and express my own intrinsic masculine. I'm not there yet. Thanks for being patient. Talk to you soon.